Blog Talk Radio.
Understand that God's unfailing love and compassion. A lot of the things that we go through, pray God, are not there to bring us down. The Apostle Peter said that they're there to build us up. And when you come through something, especially some hard things in life, you got a witness and a testimony that kind of reveals to you the power of a living God that you serve. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. I saw something like showing a vision and God said, let's have a
Hello? And it also possessed the lady told him, you gotta meditate on Thank you.
is controversial against what you learned in school that they didn't teach you work. It's different health from what they're teaching you in politics and the law that they're passing. The word of God is different. It's separation between the flesh and the spirit. Lord God, let's go. So I say this, I give you praise. But you cry.
You
This year, I want to thank you, Rebecca, for your huge check. That's why I thank you. For this, I give you praise. For every man that you brought me, and for every child that you gave me, for every blessing she gave me, for this, I give you praise. You have to give the Lord praise. And that's not true. For everything. Glory God, amen. Stop looking, glory God, amen, for him to move certain things. Some things God leaves on you because he's trying to get you to a certain point of development. Some things he won't take away from you because he's trying to get you to take it away yourself. Come on. He said, God, you got to take this off of me. And in the trials and the tribulations come, he knows you can't take it. Now, you're not going to touch. I'm going to leave this right here. And the Bible says, you see, and every month that he'll let it overtake you and destroy you. So it's best that you step out of this yourself. Because the songwriter says, I'm going through so many trials. I've been in so many ups and downs, so much hardship. But God, I give you praise. And
Thank you. Thank you.